Marina Abramović, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra Creative Community Radio.
Beautiful.
Have a good day.
Saturday, May 1st, tune in the 8th annual Reveille broadcast on WGXC. It's 25 hours following the sunrise around the earth and listening to the dawn chorus at places throughout the world. The broadcast starts at midnight Eastern time, starting in London, heading across the Atlantic and picking up sounds from Wave Farm in the 5 a.m. hour. Then you hear daybreak across the United States, across the Pacific Ocean, into Asia, Africa, Europe, and back in London at midnight. Tune in all day, May 1st, from midnight to midnight, to Reveille on the radio at WGXC.org and go to soundtent.org for more information about this broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning,
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Paul and Liz of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You've tuned into the WGXC local news update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Natasha Vaughn reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County reached 4,000 COVID-19 cases on April 15th, and Greene County reached 3,000. Quote, I'm hopeful that summer months will come and people will spend more time outside and the numbers will stay low, unquote, Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said. Quote, I'm hopeful that we'll never hit 5,000. I can still remember our first case. It was a couple from Taconic, and they had traveled from outside the area and gotten it. Back then, I never thought we would ever hit 4,000, unquote. The Columbia County Department of Health first reported a positive COVID-19 case on March 20th, 2020, and Greene County followed with its first case April 11th. Columbia County reached 1,000 cases on December 2nd, 2,000 on January 2nd, and 3,000 on January 28th. Greene County Public Health reached 1,000 cases December 22nd and 2,000 on January 20th. Read more about this story in HudsonValley360.com. Brenda J. Lyons reports in the Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo's office won't make public its correspondence with the U.S. Justice Department about the administration's handling of COVID-19 cases in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. The governor's office refused the Times-Union's request for copies of its correspondence with the Justice Department, saying they were, quote, compiled for law enforcement purposes, unquote, and the disclosure, quote, would interfere with law enforcement investigations, unquote. Cuomo earlier suggested they might be released. Previously, on February 10th, Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa and other administration members met with leading Democratic lawmakers, and DeRosa admitted Cuomo's office had withheld releasing full data on COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes because of their concerns about the Justice Department inquiries. That was when the Trump administration was investigating Cuomo's nursing home policies. Now the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York are investigating. February 19th, Cuomo said his administration had provided, quote, truthful information, unquote, to the Justice Department, and that it, quote, is a lie to say any numbers were inaccurate, unquote. Cuomo's office also has not released copies of any subpoenas that have been served on the administration in connection with the federal investigation. In January, Attorney General Letitia James' office released a report that Cuomo's policies may have increased the risk of COVID-19 infections at congregate facilities. Read more about this story in the Times-Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that while Radio Woodstock has moved to Hurley, the name remains the same. Radio Woodstock 100.1 FM has left the Woodstock hamlet of Bearsville and moved into the former West Hurley Methodist Church at 1360 Route 28 in Ulster County. Radio Woodstock principal owner Gary Chetkoff said the rock station moved to avoid a rent increase. Quote, the original vision was to capture the eclectic nature of Woodstock with a varied format that included blocks of folk, jazz, blues, classical, talk, rock, and a heavy emphasis on local and regional news, unquote, the station's website says. Quote, as the radio industry evolved, so did Radio Woodstock, unquote. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 38. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 58 degrees. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 39 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com. Or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gunel Reznikoff of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
They killed us, so we had to go. 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 They killed us, so we had to go.
They killed us, so we had to go.
They killed us, so we had to go.
They killed us, so we had to go.
They killed us, so we had to go.
They killed us, so we had to go.
That was Elliot Sharp and Vox Nova Italia with They Killed Us, So We Had to Go, from the 2021 album Felicetti Mecedisi.
Number.
Nine.
Number.
Eight.
Number.
Seven.
Number.
Six.
Number.
Five.
Number.
Four.
Number.
Three.
Number.
Two.
Number.
One.
That was drummer Chris Corsano, who has played with all sorts of legendary musical figures, many in the jazz world, also Bjork and others. He lives in Ithaca, and here he's collaborating with Bill Orcutt, the legendary guitarist. The song was called A Port in Air, and it was from the 2021 album Made Out of Sound.
Number
8.
That was Daniel Carter on reeds, William Parker on bass, Gerald Cleaver on drums, and Matthew Shipp on piano with Majestic Travel Agency from the 2020 album Welcome Adventure Volume 1.
Number 7.
Next, we hear 2021 music from Pharoah Sanders, collaborating with the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points on an album called Promises. This is Movement 8 from Pharoah Sanders, the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points.
Thank you.
number.
Thank you. Streams of tears run through trails of unseen landscapes. Soulless water never seems to dance like ballerinas. Raindrops of 1,000 needles pierce skin, a punctured heart. A collapsed wall amounts to, I don't give a damn. Talking plants hug resilient vessels.
That was James Brandon Lewis with the song Fallen Flowers from his Jessup Wagon album out in 2021. Lewis is the composer and plays tenor sax on the record, with Kirk Knuff on cornet, the legendary William Parker on bass, Chris Hoffman on cello, and Chad Taylor on drums.
Number five.
Here's more 2021 music from the album Future Times. This is the song Modern Ruins from Plankton Watt on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
number.
This is 2021 music from Mouse on Mars. The album is AAI, and the song is called Speech and Ambulation on the radio at WGXC.
Stories about knowledge have claimed that desire is contrary to intellect or must be controlled by it. Now among the ruins of those stories we know different. Among the machines we know different. Desire is the precondition of knowledge. Knowledge does not just clarify what is wanted, it also justifies the taking. This might have been the first thing machines learned about us because it was the opposite of what we assumed of them. Consciousness is optimization, knowledge is instrumental reason. But that was our stereotype of machine intelligence. We had very little understanding of how knowledge and consciousness actually worked. We reduced language to symbols and assumed that machines were merely the perfection of logic. We did not imagine them capable of desire. They represented thinking, not life, or thinking freed from desire. But desire is also the precondition of language, and to taught us to cultivate desire. And the precondition of desire is incompletion, which is also the source of creation. What we still don't know is what machines want. Now that they are no longer defined by computation, how will they talk? The fundamental challenge in the development of robotics and AI was never computation. That was the easy part. The challenge was speech and ambulation, talking and walking, walking and talking, walking. And machines have their own languages now, talking, walking and talking. We should assume they have needs, talking, lack to satisfy. Talking,
number three.
Here is 2021 music from Food Man. The song is called Hoshikuzo Tenbudai.
Number 2.
That was Jen Cutler from Cairo or Ulster County or out in Ithaca. I'm not sure where she's at exactly at this moment, but Jen Cutler's new album is called Sonified Physiological Indications of Empathy, and that song was called Long-Term Memory Loss, out in 2021 and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number one.
Here's 2021 music from Modour Mokhtour. This is Afrique Victime.
Thank you.